There's a bit of a pet topic of mine that I have spoken about on the program in recent months, and that is the push to allow pensioners back into the workforce without being so heavily penalised for doing so. At the moment, you can only earn about $150 a week if you're on the pension before you are very, very heavily penalised and very, very heavily taxed. It seems absolutely insane to me when you've got people with so much experience and people who are willing to work however many hours it is per week, and yet they are really disincentivized to do so. They're basically discouraged from doing so. I always encourage, of course, feedback on the show, and so it was great to get an email from Phil Gibson out at Yorkies Knob. He emailed me, you can do the same, gavin.king@4ca.com.au, but Phil emailed me just, I guess, pointing out his situation, which basically saying here that he would absolutely do more hours while he's on the pension if he was allowed to and if he wasn't so heavily penalised. I put in a quick call to Phil because he did explain it very, very well. Now, Phil joins me now on the line. Phil, just give listeners a bit of a rundown of your situation. You're about to retire at the end of this month.
Yeah, Gavin, that's right. I'm technically on holidays now for the last 2 weeks. That will run down to the 30th of June when I retire. I've got I'm going on to the pension, which is, that's okay, but I'm still basically physically fit, mentally fit. And I did the same. I've gone through till I'm 70. I've just turned 70 in March. And people are looking at me saying, well, go out and enjoy it. But it's a funny situation when you get to that age that you decide that you're not restricted by body, you're not restricted by mind. And I'd like to keep on working. Now, where I am, I am working, has said to me there's no issue with me coming back. And now I'll come back as a casual with a labour hire company. But they've got open arms for me to come back. But the real problem is, you know, that I'm going to be earning, I can only earn 150 a week. Now, if you add that up over the year, it's $7,800 a year on the pension. But you lose your pension you lose your pension if you go over that $7,800. You know, there's just too many restrictions. So what I've been suggesting, by all means, people have been asking for an extra $100 a week in their pension. Now, that would go down really well with someone who's not as active as I am, perhaps, and who needs that. And I'm not saying I don't, but I would prefer to be able to use that time to be able to work.
And I think, as you said here, the amount that you'll be paid hourly, you basically can only work a few hours a week and then you hit that threshold. It's crazy.
That's right. I mean, the average person, I'd be on something like, on a Monday to Friday, $33 an hour. And so if you add that up to your 150, that's barely 5 hours.
That's right.
And so what employer wants to have you there for even a part of a day, let alone part of a week, for 5 hours?
Exactly right.
You know, it really is just a joke. I don't know. It's all right for people to, you know, say, oh, no, but you've got the pension. Well, the pension is fine, but I'm still active. I'm still good at what I want to do.
And Phil, I guess the reason to give you a call was we are facing these crazy labour shortages in so many industries. In so many sectors, and you've got someone like you with the experience, you've got someone like you, the business, who have already told you they're very happy to bring you back on as a casual. So it's just, it's perfect. And yet, these rules and these regulations and these effective penalties, it just means that the Australia has lost a worker, effectively.
That's right, and someone who can be productive. But I don't mind paying the tax.
Pay
a normal tax.
Exactly.
I'm not issuing the worry about the tax factor.
Exactly.
I could easily earn up to around anywhere between 15 to 20 grand a year without even sneezing. You know, that's what I could do because you just summed it up yourself. There's such a demand for people to take these jobs. You know, and one of the reasons I took the job originally, and I've been at the same job for over 10 years, was because that they couldn't get young blokes to do the job on a weekend. And so I was offered, you know, X amount of dollars then to go and do that. I mean, so the options there, it's pretty obvious. All they've got to do is a stroke of a pen, just wake up and think about it properly and and say, well, this bloke wants to work, and there'd be millions of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolute millions who could fill in. And I mean, I'm not as physically strong as I used to be, obviously, so I can't do the absolute physical. But, you know, that's where your workplace health and safety comes in, and your job and your job share.
Yeah, exactly right. Tailor the role to fit the person, exactly. Well, mate, look, I really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat and to drop me a line, because I think the more people like you who are in this exact circumstance, the more people like you, mate, that put your voice forward and call for these changes, because it's just a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer to me.
Well, I'll give myself up here. I voted for Pauline Hanson, and one of them was because she was talking about extra dollars and being able to do extra work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There's a few of them are doing that, that were doing that at the last election. So I changed away from my normal Liberal vote, and I just had to make a stand on it. There didn't seem anything coming from Warren or the Libs that make it attractive.
Yep, no, well, that's very interesting. And hey, I applaud you for that, because if a polly or a party puts forward a policy that it means a lot to you, absolutely you should vote that way. So very, very interesting indeed. Phil Gibson out at Yorkies, mate, thanks so much for your chat today.
Absolute pleasure, Gavin. Thank you very much for having me.